We're going to provide a brief overview of some of these issues. I will say at the outset and thank PJ for his firm doing such a great job with the paper. They really did the laboring oar. And if you want to take a really deep dive into the regs or to some of the Louisiana obligations, PJ is your guy. He really knows this stuff inside and out, and I thank him for doing the paper. We are just going to talk about oil and gas issues. There are a number of coal cases, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, and those have also a complex regulatory scheme that they follow in some of the same issues that have popped up. There are, in really a majority of the cases, the debtor is attempting to comply with the regulatory obligations, or at least if they're not in compliance, they're attempting to, or the buyer in a 363 sale is typically going to agree that they're going to comply. And so these issues don't get raised all the time, but they certainly do come up and become in the forefront in situations, in the words of the Robert Palmer song, Simply Irresistible, there's no telling where the money went. And when there's no liquidity, environmental issues come to the forefront and are a major issue. What are those obligations? Well, the key obligations, of course, are plugging and abandonment, decommissioning, and decommissioning becomes a big issue on OCS leases where the costs are in the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. There are air and water obligations, compliance obligations, which are not avoidable, in which the automatic stay is not going to preempt. And I just note, for example, in addition to the ones that most people have heard of,